Welcome back. Another episode of the Gaming Council. We are on episode 41, friends. I am joined with the homie Mikey B.
Hello there, Josh. I have a little curveball before we get into the video game talking topics. Last podcast, we talked about music. And one of your last comments was, could there be an album released at the end of 2020 that would change your mind for album of the year? There's nothing on my end, even though I will like to give a shout out to the Arctic Monkeys live album at Royal Hall. It's quite good if you're missing live music.
Nice.
But as you, Josh, being the number one Kid Cudi supporter, have you listened to the new Kid Cudi record? And do you think it can do any damage on your album of the year list?
Oh, man, putting me on blast, dude. I have not heard it yet. I was planning to do a listen through today, actually, after we did this, because I was going to go work out and listen to it. So I am out of the loop, man. So I don't know. I'll respond to this on the next episode and say, you know, this is good or not. But I can't answer that, man. I don't have it yet.
See, folks, we do it live.
Which I did see that it came out. I'm very hyped for, you know, Man in the Moon 3. Super, super excited for it. But I also didn't know, because in that episode, Danny talked about Taylor Swift's album. But
she True, just, Taylor Swift dropped a new album this week, too.
Yeah, I saw that. So I don't know if that was the one he was talking about, or if it's just like he got like an early access or something. Or I don't know. I have no idea. But I saw that she's released music, too. So, man, I've been waiting to listen to this album, too. The cards weren't right when it dropped, and you know, now I have some time that I'm going to give it a full go. So hopefully we'll find it. Stay tuned. You'll learn next week what my answer is.
See, that's a beautiful tease for next week.
Boom,
so stick around, gang. Maybe we'll give you some answers.
Hey, maybe someone else is dropping a new album next week. So, you know, I wouldn't mind listening to like a Run the Jewels Christmas album. So you never know what happens.
That would be a fun one.
All right, hey, Mikey B, let's go back into our traditional ways with what we've been playing. Mikey B, what have you been playing?
Two things of note. I finally finished up the campaign for Horizon Chase Turbo.
Oh, nice.
Long title game, but it's the kind of the Cruising USA Outrun racing game. Really well-made game. What I liked about it is that every world felt unique. So like when I was, it didn't feel like just copy and paste. So like, okay, now you're in India, so let's just throw some like Indian-based items. Or now you're in the desert, so let's throw sand. Or now you're in China, let's throw X, Y, and Z. They really took the time to like craft the right elements based on the locations you were at. So it never just felt like this like copy and paste template of each world. And it's really cool that it's the last section is in Hawaii, and like the last couple of races you're like racing up a volcano.
Nice.
So I think it does like a really good job of being unique and having unique different locations that feel different, so it doesn't feel like the same race every time, because it is quite a lengthy campaign. There's 12 worlds, and within 12 worlds there's probably like 6 to 8 races. So you're talking,
wow,
close to like 100 different, like 100 races to beat the campaign. So like to stay fresh for 100 campaign, for 100 tracks, is really a kudos to the developer of this game. So it's a good one. It's Horizon Chase Turbo. And yeah, it's on a Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox. It's like every couple of months it drops on sale, and it's like easily worth your money just based on how much value you get just on the campaign.
I'm surprised it. Go ahead.
No, it's just, yeah, besides the campaign, there's tournament mode. And after that, they have the most hardcore mode I've ever seen. And one of the most hardcore modes I have ever seen in a game, called Endurance Mode, where you have to beat all 100 tracks at one sitting.
Oh, geez.
So like that could go on for hours.
Dang, and you have to win them all, like first place them.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
I think you have to. Well, that's the one note I'm not sure about. Oh, but like, I think at least you have to get like the, I'm not sure. Like, I think it could be that, or it could be like a point based system. I do, but that's just, and that'd be crazy to play. Like, because I think this game took me probably 12 hours to beat the campaign. So you have to beat so you would have to sit and play for 12 straight hours to beat the endurance mode. And if you get like, you know, a little hazy at the end. You start losing some races to like do it all over again would be extreme. But yeah. When I saw that mower, I was like, oof, back in the day, back in the old, the, you know, high school, like, hey, we're staying up to 4 a.m. with the crew and the gang, you know, you go on those, like, you do like, look, do a couple of 3 hour shifts. And I think you could have got it done.
Run it, dude. I'm surprised like the last level didn't send you to space. Cause I feel like some quirky games like that would take you to space for some reason. So that's cool, man.
No, the guy as quirky as riding up a volcano.
Nice. What else you got?
The second game I've been playing is Event Repels, which is another game that I think we talked about briefly a couple episodes ago, but now I've kind of sunk my teeth into this a little bit more. So I beat the first world, which was kind of like island, deserty type based, and that was interesting. And then it moves into more of a kind of like a pirate, other like pirates beach type setting for the second world. And once you beat the first world, it unlocks an arena. So besides this being kind of like classic, you know, jump platform action game, they do have these like arena battles, which are kind of fun and challenging and kind of like, it brings a different spin to the game. So it's just not just like, okay, it's like the same jumping platform and stuff. I like that. I think the boss battles are quite unique and interesting to kind of bring something fun to it. So I think there's some good variety in the game. And I really like there's like small up, like there's like a small RPG element to this game. So after like you boost, every time you boost to a new level, you have like different options to upgrade your character. So you can upgrade your character to make the items you buy in the shops cheaper. You can upgrade your character by making your like rock assistant more powerful. Like one of the things, the last thing I did was like now the rock blocks arrows. So like some arrows shoot arrows at you. So now the rock shoots arrows. I have another one where the rock does chain attacks.
Nice.
Which is really cool. And yeah, I'm looking forward to at one point where I can upgrade my sword a little bit more. Cause that's like kind of the main weapon. But I do like every sprinkle out. What I do like most about this game is like it really rewards you kind of checking every nook and cranny of the game. Like, oh, interesting. There's a ledge to the left. How do I get there? Oh, I did get out there. And then all of a sudden you get rewarded with a treasure chest or a sticker pack or a cupcake. Or one thing I think is really cool is they have these like weapons upgrades, like for a limited time, like all of a sudden my sword now suits electricity, like lightning, or now my sword is like water-based or like wind. And these limited time, like weapons upgrades, I think is really cool. So I really like that it rewards like exploration. It's not just like mindless. It's not just like, you know, like every time, like you see something that's a little bit off the beaten path, if you go there, you will be rewarded.
True.
So those are the games I've been playing. So having some fun.
It's also pretty cool to feed that fat cat and he,
yeah, you get hats.
You get hats. No,
yeah, that's, I forget the
rock gets a little, you know, a suit too. So
with, yeah, that's fun.
With that being said, I have also finally made it to Adventure Pals thanks to Mikey B's recommendation. I'm like on the same boat, man. I really enjoy, you know, the process of this game and, you know, the side scrolling, you know, traditional platformers, cool and all, but there's always like that little extra step where they do where you have to fill out the sticker book and, you know, you have to find the cupcakes to get accessories. So I'm not going to touch too much on it just because, you know, you just went through it and pretty much all of it's true. And, you know, it's a really fun game and it's not just, even though like the level scheme is the same, but it's still very enjoyable as you go through. So
It gets challenging, man. Like by like level 2, I was like, whoo, they're throwing some like spikes and they're throwing some like difficult platforms. Like, so I like the progression of the game too. It starts off like, oh, this game's pretty easy. It's like, oh, this is fine. It's easy. It's fun. It's colorful. But then, like, towards the end of World 2, I'm like, they're really throwing some nice challenges towards my way. So I really like the progression from kind of easier start to, like, ramping it up a little bit more.
Yeah, and I was telling my friend about it, and I sent him the trailer. And what's cool about it is that when I sent him the trailer, all, like, the kind of preview that I saw was the stuff that I haven't seen yet. So it's like, oh, wow, that looks insane, but I'll get there eventually. So. But I will have to say that even though that game is really fun and really enjoyable, I had another game come up from behind and grab my attention, which was the Pikmin 3 demo. So that game, I've never played the Pikmin games before, so I was like, let me give this a whirl because I'm down to try new games. Why not? It was pretty fun. You know, this little demo, you get like 3 days worth of, you know, playing time. And the button scheme was a little weird for me, but, you know, I could see it. You know, you're just getting better at it as you go. So I wrapped that demo up, and I'm on the 60/40 on actually buying the full game, you know, because with that, I feel like it's going to get old quick. Mm-hmm. So we'll see in time, maybe if like a 20% off on the Nintendo store will allow me to pull the trigger. But then, in, you know, typical fashion, I've got like ADD with games where I bought Hades also. So Hades, we talked about this a little, you know, before starting up, that I love this game. Like I in the previous episode, I said I might have hated it just because, like, you know, the fact that you keep dying and, you know, it's kind of impossible to beat. But this level up, you know, progression style gaming is, it's got me hooked. And, you know, I've making my way through the underworld, trying to find of a better, you know, strategy to make it to the end. So I'm really digging it, man. I'm really investing the time, the thought process, and I'm really digging it. So I think I'll be jumping on that for a little while longer until maybe I beat it. Maybe I don't. We'll see how it goes. You know, the game really has a good way of making you not win. So I'm here for it. What else have I been playing? Strike Force. Still on the same grind, but, you know, there's a massive update and, you know, things are getting a little easier, but they also are getting a little more annoying with, you know, like their battle pass style round thing, which is kind of dumb. But new characters are coming in, characters new and old, so it's getting fun. I think that's it. Call of Duty is getting an update next week, so I'm hyped for that. Oh, and I forgot too. This episode's going to drop, I think, after we talk about the Grand, or after Grand Theft Auto comes out, because there's a new heist. Mm-hmm. So, got to get the crew back for one more heist. So, hopefully, on the next episode after this one, I'll have some insight on the new heist for Grand Theft Auto. So, that's about it. I feel like I've had a pretty full week of gaming, and it's been a while, and I've really enjoyed it. So I've had my hands in, you know, quite a few games, and, you know, wait to see what else is coming on. So, but enough about us. Well, let's see what we are talking about today. And today's episode is going to be all about the winners of the game awards that happened just the other day. So there's also been some announcements, some new games announced. But we'll briefly talk into some of those. Mikey B, how do you feel about starting with, you know, maybe some announcements first?
Sure. Let's see. I think I'll pick a couple of ones I think are kind of note and are kind of important game-wise. I think one is very important just because just to show the flex of Fortnite, that Master Chief is coming to Fortnite. And then 2 weeks ago, Kratos is coming to Fortnite. So, like, Fortnite has like the juice that like they could like call up Xbox and PlayStation and be like, hey, we want one of your characters in the game. And they'll be like, yeah, we got you, because the fan base of Fortnite is too massive to deny it.
Yeah.
The only question I have for you is what Nintendo character, because they haven't added any Fortnite characters to a Fortnite yet. What Nintendo character you think would fit well into the Fortnite franchise?
That's a good question. I feel like they would put Link in it.
That's a good point.
Just because I feel like you can kind of make a couple characters out of that, and like you make yourself into like an elf or whatever, you know, he is.
Sure.
You have the suits. You could probably easily make weapons out of like the swords and stuff. And
he has a bow and arrow, so he does have like arrow, like
all that.
Yeah.
I don't think Mario would fit, just because it's just
no. That would be wild. Off.
I think, yeah.
Unless you give him like. Yeah.
Or Splatoon. Maybe Splatoon style. Ooh,
Splatoon character. That makes sense, because they already have like the weapon and they're already part of like kind of the action shooting franchise.
Which would also bring them like a new mode. You know what I mean? The kind of the Splatoon style, like cover as much ground as possible sort of thing, which I think could work out. So I think those would work out too. But also the cool thing, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but Fortnite's recent season ended not too long ago with the battle for like Nexus Earth, and you have to fight Galactus, which I think this number could be wrong, but I thought it was 5 million
wow.
people who were involved in this. And I saw I watched the gameplay, you know, shout out to some of the people on our Instagram that, you know, posted it and allowing us to see what it's like It looks cool, man. It's like a nice way to kind of end your season. Massive event with Marvel, and you're right. The fan base is there, man. There's no stopping Fortnite. You know, they're already like on the seventh season, and there's no stopping it. It's just always wondering what's next. You know, Master Chief's coming into it. You know, what if they pull in Final Fantasy in there too? You know, endless opportunities for everybody to do something in Fortnite. So that's pretty big news with Master Chief. So,
no doubt. Speaking of Nintendo, Smash Brothers Ultimate has a new character, the one wing angel Sephiroth, who is a character from Final Fantasy. So he is expected to come out by the end of the year, December 31st. No, sorry. Yeah, he'll be coming out. I'm not sure when he's coming out. I misspoke. But a full set of characters of the Fighting Pass Volume 2, the full set of all six characters should be coming out by the end of next year, which is December 31st, 2021. So there's, I believe, three more characters because they announced Arms Midman and Minecraft Steve. So there are three more characters that we will wait and see in 2021. We'll find out.
Those are already out, aren't they? Like,
yeah. Those are the three characters out, and there's three more characters coming out in 2021 to complete the six characters that are in the Fighter Pass Volume 2.
Gotcha.
There we go. We got it out.
We got it. We figured it out. Hey, man. So kind of we talked about this too, man. Like,
true.
Smash Bros. Needs something else, man. Like, I get that Final Fantasy is a huge franchise. They only have, I believe, only one character in there from Final Fantasy, and they're trying to grow upon it. But enough with the swordsman, man. Like, it's so annoying to see another dude with a sword in this game, which could be potentially cheating because it's everybody cheats with swords, people, like the people who play with Link, you know, whatever. That's a whole different episode. But I'm over it, man. There's nothing there to like really bring me back. And I get it that some people might be super excited for it. You know, the game, the Fighter Pass is still going strong, and the game is obviously still investing a lot of time and effort into more characters. But I want to see some classic characters, man. I want to see more like Nintendo style stuff. Like, bring me maybe more characters from Donkey Kong, put the grandpa in there or something, or like, you know, put something worth Wild, like they got into Banjo-Kazooie, you know what I mean? The options are endless, but you give us another dude with a sword. Like, I personally am sick of it. Like, put Blanka in there too. You know, you got Ken and Ryu, mm-hmm. Blanka. You have all the Street Fighter characters that can go in there. You have maybe throwing Crash Bandicoot.
That'd be fun. Too. That'd be cool. I would like that. That would be exciting.
Crash would be awesome. You throw Crash in there. You change things up a little bit. Or if Smash Bros. Did like a limited pass, where they put other characters, like, let's say, the Mandalorian or whatever, where you can be the Mandalorian for, like, a month or two, and then you take them away. You kind of do little things like that. You build your own battle pass sort of thing where you can collect more cool collector's items or whatever. You need something. But I'm done with the swords people in Smash Bros. So, not
you mentioned
for me.
Gotcha. You mentioned Banjo-Kazooie coming to a character at Smash Bros. Speaking of rare franchises, Perfect Dark is returning to Xbox, which is Perfect Dark was the sequel to Rare's GoldenEye in the N64 days. It's been a franchise that's been dormant for quite some time. So they announced a trailer at the Game Awards saying that, hey, Perfect Dark is coming back. It's made by The Initiative, which is a in-house studio for Xbox. So this is a big win, I feel, for Xbox fans, because this game will be a Xbox exclusive, which is something we've talked about on many episodes. Where are the interesting exclusives? And here's one for you. So Perfect Dark.
I don't know if that has the weight of, you know, a God of War, Ragnarok, or like The Last of Us 3, if it comes out. But like, it's a start. And,
sure,
you know,
definitely.
It's kind of like a nice way to kind of test the waters with not like a remake, but like you're bringing a franchise back. You know, we're going to see how this works, and then maybe we'll get more stuff from before. Just updated graphics and whatnot. So, but I don't know, man. Honestly, I feel like you can't stop Xbox these days. Xbox is just rolling on through with everything it has to offer at the moment. So I'm here for it. We'll see how it goes.
One more Xbox-related topic is Microsoft Flight Simulator is coming to Xbox Series X. Now, this is a game that I believe has quite a hardcore following for the people who enjoy flight simulators. So this is cool. This is a cool thing because it's a real pretty game, and people who like that type of gaming, you have like the rigs where they have like the pedals and the steering wheel, should be super excited that it's coming to the console, because this game is like real, real pretty, and you need a real beefy, heavy like PC graphics to really run this game well. So be able to run it on a Series X for, you know, $500 is, you know, obviously it's expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than getting a beefy PC system. So it's just another, like you said, another win for Xbox. So two big announcements, I feel, for like if you're an Xbox person.
Yeah, but the first thing they have to do is make more Xboxes.
That's true too.
That's the only problem Xbox and PlayStation have at the moment, is making more consoles. So, but this is also like a really good, kind of good thing to kind of tie the two things together. It's like, hey, if you really love this, you know, flight simulator, imagine how much better it can get on the new system. And then 100%. There you go. And then you have the fan base moving over and you stay winning. But also too, like that game's heavy though. Like I feel like I saw something that the file size is like 100 gigs or something like that for just to get you up and running. So who knows where that's going to go in the future, but I think I want to try it, dude. I saw it come up, and I've been seeing it, and I've debated it. So maybe if I jump over to the next gen in the near future, in the next like 6 months, maybe give it a whirl. Or if they throw it on the flight, in the Game Pass, never know.
That's true. That's always a winner for them, that Game Pass. As always, Hollywood and video games are always been good friends. And speaking of that, Arc 2 has Vin Diesel as the star of Arc 2. Arc 2, it looks like kind of a dinosaur-y, Turok-y type first-person shooter. And it's, you know, throwing in Vin Diesel, so throwing a little star power to the Arc franchise. So that is something of note. And that game is coming out
2022.
I believe 2022. So it's coming out. It's one of those games that you get teased for. And so don't worry. If you forget about it this year, you'll probably see it again next year.
Oh, man, I want the Vin Diesel game so bad tomorrow. He's got a Fast and the Furious game coming out too, doesn't he?
I think that, yeah, called Crossroads. I think that might have is coming out or came out and nobody cared. One of those two things are true.
I don't know.
Only internet, only the internet knows the answer to that one.
I don't know what the fascination is with Vin Diesel in video games, but I guess he's winning, so why not, man? But I've never played Arc.
Collect those checks, man.
He got to, because, you know, the Fast and the Furious is, I guess, slow with work. I don't know. Whatever. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
A few more games of note that are interesting. This is a brand new game called From Flying Wild Hogs and Focus Home Entertainment. It is called Evil West. It's a Western game mixed with vampires and other monsters. And this game is coming out to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, PC, Xbox One, and Xbox Series S in 2021. So there was a trailer. It was a cinematic trailer, so we don't know if this game's going to be first person or third person. But I do like the idea of a Western mixed with kind of like horror elements of vampires and werewolves and other creepy crawlies. So that game could be a winner when it comes out in 2021.
Yeah, that game looks dope.
A game that we dope.
My bad, dude.
Sorry, continue.
I thought you were done. My bad. But no. I was just saying that, you know, the trailer looks fantastic. You know, all the elements of bringing the Wild West and zombies together is, it seems to be a trend with zombies right now just because Call of Duty is doing so well with it. But this looks cool, man. I'm down to try this.
90s nostalgia is here and it's real. We have a game called Road 96, which is a procedurally generated narrative adventure game. Set in the 90s with a whole bunch of cool pop culture references of the 90s. So that game does not have a release date or platform, but it was a cool trailer, and it's made by the team that made a really cool World War One game called Valiant Heart, which was a real like emotional World War One game about you and your dog. So if you ever want to get the feels and, you know, shed some tears, then you should play Valiant Heart. You'll definitely get the feels if you play that game.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. No way. No way. The cool thing about this game too is when I saw the trailer for it was that this game, it looks like it's all based on how you go about your business. So you're essentially taking a road trip. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do you get to your final destination? And you're presented with options to get there, but everything changes based on what you do. So this game looks like it has like a bunch of different ways to get to the end. So, which is kind of really cool. And I like that idea of it. So I wonder where this is going to drop, and I'll definitely try this one out.
Very cool. I have about four quick teases of announcements. First one is Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout Season 3 is dropping December 15th. So that's cool for all the Fall Guys fans. Among Us is blowing up everywhere on Twitch. AOC, Twitch stream blew up when she played it. And they're gaining a new map. So that's exciting for Among Us fans. They announced a teaser for Dragon Age, which is a very popular kind of RPG, EA RPG game that's coming out. And the last teaser that EA had was a teaser for a new Mass Effect, which is unknown when it's coming out, but Mass Effect Trilogy is probably one of the most popular trilogies of all time in video games, and a new trilogy or a new game is starting soon. So Mass Effect will continue, was all it said, but I know Mass Effect is extremely popular, and many people rank Mass Effect 2 as one of the greatest games of all time. So it's coming back for a whole new generation of fans to enjoy. And those are kind of the things that I found interesting for the announcement. Is there anything I missed, Josh, that you want to highlight?
No, that's pretty much about it. You know, they had like their couple announcements of new games that are coming out in the potential future, updates like Fall Guys and Among Us, Smash Bros. I think you did a solid job on that, Maestro.
Okay.
So
what's next?
What's next, my friend, is let's get into some of the winners. So in our previous episode, we talked through a few of the nominees, through some of the, you know, various different categories. But there's finally answers to who came away with the awards. So as a lot of people knew this was going to happen, so we can kind of like skip a couple things. But, you know, there's no escaping The Last of Us 2. The Last of Us 2 pretty much cleaned up shop. And, you know, they did a really good job, and, you know, the gaming community knows, and they have spoken. So some of the things that, you know, The Last of Us 2 really walked away with was obviously the biggest one of the night. It was Game of the Year. Walked away with that. Game direction, narrative, audio design, pretty much whatever else you want, you know.
True. Best performance, Laura Bailey with the character. Right, but yeah, you're right.
Adventure, you know, best innovation and accessibility, which I think is a really cool category in itself. So shout out to all the developers that make that happen, because there's a lot of cool stuff in there. So
true.
We talked about Hades earlier. They came away with, I think, like two awards, best action game, which is dope, and I can vouch for it because it's pretty awesome. What's the second one they walked away with?
Best indie,
which is awesome too. So huge shout outs to them. What else do we have besides those two? Pretty much it. Fall Guys, best community support.
Among Us, best mobile game, and best family game was Animal Crossing New Horizons.
They did their thing at the beginning of the pandemic, and I think it all kind of worked out for itself. And, you know, Animal Crossing was huge. There hasn't been a game in a while, so major shouts out to them, even though I would have loved Mario to win an award, but Mario has won the award of our hearts. So
that's true. There you go.
Let's see a couple more. Let's kind of briefly walk through this. Best sports racing, Tony Hawk. You mentioned Flight Simulator. It was the best strategy, best simulator. The esports, just a couple things, but I honestly don't know who these people are, so I'm going to pass on that. And there was a category for best gaming podcast, and it goes to the Castle Boys. What's up?
Yes, that was a big surprise at the Game Awards, an unannounced category out of nowhere, and a podcast that has a, you know, dedicated, but let's be real, a small audience, you know, won the best video game podcast. So it was a big surprise to everyone, including myself.
And I throw that one in there. You know, all right. So I think that's pretty much just wraps it up. Like, there's really nothing out of left field to really, you know, come by surprise, because we all knew Last of Us was going to do its thing. And, you know, I myself hoped for a different game to win. I think I said Ghost of, what's it called? Tsushima to win, but came up short. After playing Hades, I would have given that a run for its money, because that was a lot of fun, but definitely not like a Last of Us 2 or Ghost of Tsushima. So I think that's about it. There was really nothing else in the Gaming Awards. You know, congratulations to The Last of Us 2 for doing a sweep at the Gaming Awards. So
congratulations.
You got any final thoughts on any Gaming Awards stuff?
No. It was another good year for games, and the Game Awards is gets better and better.
It's always a great year for video games, my friend. And I wonder what's going to happen next year. So we've already got a couple things lined up to drop next year, and you never know. Maybe one of those things will end up being the Game of the Year. So
true.
For the Gaming Council and the Gaming Awards, I've been Josh, joined with Mikey B.
Hello there, and goodbye.
Council Boys are out. Peace. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Council Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Council Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Council Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Council Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.